Welcome to Her Take, a podcast by three best friends sharing their take on just about anything. I'm Kira.
I'm Jackie.
And I'm Jen.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into it.
Everyone, welcome back to Her Take. It's been a minute since we've all been together. We've been a little busy, so we'll have a nice catch up today, see how everyone's doing and feeling. Happy Lunar New Year. When you're listening to this, it's also Valentine's Day. So, you know, not really a real holiday, just a commercial holiday. And if it bothers you and you're feeling sad that you're single, well, it's not a real holiday.
Welcome to the
and
club.
You were probably single yesterday too, and you made it through, so it's okay. But nonetheless, we could all use a little more love, so happy Valentine's Day. I think today we're going to do a little rundown of some Bachelor drama that I don't really know about, but our Bachelor queens, Jackie and Jen, will fill us in. So excited to see what's going to happen there. But we'll start off with our check-ins, where we just kind of catch up on how we're doing and feeling and what's been up in our lives. And I think a few things have been going on. So I will start with Jackie. Why don't you tell us how you've been the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, hey everyone. It was so nice to see you both when you popped up on the FaceTime. I really feel like it has been such a long time. I mean,
right?
I know we've skipped a week before, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a good week. Happy Valentine's Day to both of you, my loves. last year, Kira and I also recorded on Valentine's Day, so we
it's
always have.
True.
Yeah, it was very romantic. It was on a Friday last year.
It was
on a Friday night. It was very romantic.
I know where you were.
I went to Florida. That's what it
yeah.
was.
Oh.
I was
like, yeah, where yeah, was yeah. I? So it's just me and Kira. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a good week.
Good memory. You just remembered that we recorded on.
Well, it was like that Valentine's Day, and then only one time after that were the last times I went out before
yeah.
everything shut down because
yeah.
of COVID. So I have a strong memory. I went to dinner with one of my friends. I went to dinner with my friend Leia. And so it was just her, the two of us, because I think normally we usually get together with Jinzia, but she probably had plans because of Valentine's Day. So it was just the two of us. It was also a very romantic
yeah.
evening. A table for two at a fancy-ish Italian restaurant in the city. It was very romantic.
I do
so
remember it now that you
memory.
Said it, but it didn't occur to
yeah.
me earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That place
nice.
Has since shut down because of
that's sad.
COVID. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I found out last week, so that kind of hit hard. Anyway, I digress. It's been a good week. Update for everyone who needs to know. I don't have Skipper just yet. They did push back his transport by a week, so this will come out on Tuesday. On Saturday, we're going to pick him up in New Jersey, so should be fun, very excited. But that is, like, pretty much what's been going on. I've been trying... Whoa, I just hit the mic really hard. I'm new at this. I've been trying this week to get back into working out a lot. Not so that it's like I'm tiring myself out, but I just feel like I have a lot of pent-up energy
mm-hmm.
lately with, I mean, we've been working from home and being at home most of the time for a while, but lately I feel like I have a lot of pent-up energy. So I'm just trying to channel that into working out and trying to get my energy out in a healthier way than just like not do anything and just sit on the couch. So I'm feeling better. I feel good mentally. So I'm excited to do that. I've been running, but also my sister has a Peloton, but I've got the Peloton app on my phone. So I've been doing their cardio classes, which kick my butt. So I'm just getting back into the groove, and
yes,
it's been a good week. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Nice.
Weird. Yeah.
Also, your hair is great. What's up?
I know, right? I blow dried yesterday.
Always.
Love it.
No, it does look good today.
No, your hair always looks good, but yeah, for something was different about it right now. Maybe it's just I haven't seen
it. Yeah,
it's
freshly washed, so that, yeah, maybe.
Nice.
I'm looking better. What is absence makes the heart grow fonder, so we all just look better to each other.
It's
yeah.
true.
yeah.
Very nice. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the next Skipper update. Stay tuned.
I know.
Should be
next
soon.
Next time you record, he'll be here, fingers crossed.
Yeah. I mean, it's legit snowed, like, every day, every other day since we've spoken, so it, like, makes sense that he can't venture out
here. There's a foot and a half of snow outside, and it's been over a week since it last snowed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It just won't melt.
Nope. Jen, how about you? What's up? New year?
Y'all, I moved.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big update. So, yeah, I'm recording from my new New York City apartment.
Look at her.
Thought things were gonna be kind of weird the first week, and, like, you know, they kind of have been, but I think things are better than I thought they would be. I thought I would feel more awkward, uncomfortable, questioning why I did this, but things have been really good. My roommate and I are getting along super well, and I've met a couple of her friends who are great. Like, they were over our apartment last night, and I ended up, like, where I live, there's a lot of restaurants nearby. So, you know, we just, like, popped into a restaurant close by and did the whole outdoor dining shebang. So that was really nice. And, you know, just hung out with her friends. And I've seen our other friends, Chris and Alyssa, who live close by as well. So it's been good. I'm definitely still trying to get settled. I pretty much spent all day yesterday running errands, just, like, going to the grocery store, getting, you know, miscellaneous things here and there. I was supposed to go on errands before we recorded, but that didn't happen. So, you know what? I don't think it's going to happen today, and that's fine. But, yeah, things are coming together. I still have, like, a couple things here and there that I've got to do, but I'm really loving it so far. And my roommate also has a dog, and her name is Winnie, and she is the cutest
She's so cute.
And we're getting along so well. I'm so happy.
My heart was in pieces when you sent those photos.
Yes.
So cute.
Yes. I am just going to flood everybody with Winnie content, and they're just going to have to deal with it. So,
but yeah, so nice to have a dog and, like, not all the responsibility.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's not your dog, but you can just cuddle it. And then be like, you go take it for a walk. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's been perfect. And yeah, I'm just enjoying it so far. The one thing I haven't really gotten used to is I keep waking up very early. And, you know, they were doing some construction outside of my building the other day, which has since stopped. But my room gets a lot of light, which is good. And I have, they're not transparent. I guess they're translucent. Is that the in-between from opaque and translucent? Yes. Take me back to second grade.
They're a little see-through.
Yeah, they're like slightly sheer. Which I like, but I think it's just very bright in the morning. And so when I wake up, it's sometimes difficult for me to go back to sleep when I wake up at 7 on the weekend, which is not something that I enjoy doing. But that's really the only thing I'm struggling with. And it is, of course, noisier than it would be in the suburbs. But I think generally speaking, it's not too noisy. It could be a lot worse. So yeah, everything's been good. It's felt like a lot of changes, but I think they're good changes, and I feel like I'm not stuck. Like, I felt very stuck living at home, you know, like, with COVID, not being able to see friends. I think things in the city are just a little bit more social. Like, people are hanging out outside and still taking precautions, but I think just by the nature of it, it doesn't feel so desolate. So it's been nice. So yeah, that's pretty much all that's up with me. And I also don't have off for President's Day, which I'm salty about. Seems like everybody else does.
I'm working tomorrow.
I don't have off from school, so. Yeah.
Cry. I had off last year.
Honestly, I forgot until someone mentioned it Friday afternoon. We were on another call, and they're like, oh, maybe wait till Tuesday to send that out because Monday's a holiday. And I was like, I don't know even what holiday.
Right.
False. Mm-hmm. I was like, which one?
I know. Yep. So salty about that, but can't complain otherwise. Things have been good.
Exciting.
Yes.
Can't wait to see you, apartment tour.
Yeah. Yes. Catch me on my vlog with the apartment tour.
Love it.
Also,
we were just making fun of YouTubers before starting. We were like, it's not that weird when you tell people that you podcast, because not everybody's a podcaster right now, but, like, everybody is a YouTuber.
Right.
And that's embarrassing.
Yeah. The other good thing about my apartment is I have a rooftop, so I feel like it's ideal for hanging out with people during COVID if you don't want to, like, hang out indoors. The only bad thing is the rooftop doesn't have lights. So, like, once it gets dark, it's kind of not enjoyable. But anyone's come like, come visit. You're welcome to come visit.
Get a lantern.
We'll just bring give me, lanterns. Like, some notice, and I'll be here for the next year.
That'll be nice when it's warmer, too. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Fun Kira, time. How about you? How has your week been going?
My week's a little, to be honest. I just had exams, so legit. Since we last spoke until this morning, I was just studying and or taking an exam.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over, but it was kind of horrible. Like, Columbia really does, they weren't lying when they said it's hard.
Turns out Columbia's no
Turns
joke.
Turns out Columbia hits different. Yeah, so I'm, like, both relieved and also, like, just a little annoyed. I'll be over it soon, but a little annoyed. I don't even have all my grades, but I just feel, like, annoyed. But now that's done, I have a short breather until the next round of exams, and I just need to rehumanize. I have, like Jackie was saying, working out. I just, the past few days have not really moved. I've just sat for like 12 hours and yeah. My body is definitely a little annoyed at me. So I need to like pluck my eyebrows, move around a little more, vacuum, just like rehumanize things. Yeah, that's kind of it. That's kind of all that's going on with me. So, nothing exciting.
Yeah. You survived. But you may not be thriving,
I survived.
But you did survive.
Yeah, I was like, I just had a few moments where, because I like genuinely, it's not like something where I felt like I didn't study enough or anything. Like, I genuinely studied a lot. And luckily, all the other students felt similarly that like the exams were insane. And I was told multiple times at the start of the semester, like, fully expect the average of the midterms to be a 50 to 60. But, like, the actuality of that is a little different. You know, I was like, I can't understand, like, why would it be a 50? I just can't understand that. Because my undergrad was usually, like, I don't know, maybe a 70 to 80, like, 70s to 80s, somewhere in that range.
Like, for a normal
the average. Yeah.
Average. Mm-hmm.
But now that I've taken the exam, I'm like, I can totally see how it would be 50s to right. 60s and just fingers crossed I'm above average.
I feel like that's generally what I heard from my friends that were pre-med in college is,
it's I just
mean, especially
how it is.
As you get further into those harder science classes, organic like
chemistry.
Orgo or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I think it's just
Jen
like in
the
moment you feel
example.
Like, if I just don't get everything right, I'm like, I failed because, especially the nature of online classes, like, it's multiple choice, so no partial credit.
Yeah.
You just, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But the curves
and
are
think,
nice, apparently.
Yeah. And I think you are, I feel like you're usually hard on yourself. Like, you.
I am.
You expect,
I am aware
I mean,
of it.
I think, and that's something that's
yeah.
very good about you, but you expect a lot out of yourself, and you've always been like
yeah.
that. And so you're like, oh, I think I did bad. Kira would always say this in high school. Oh, I think I did bad, or I don't know how I did, and it's always great.
It'll end up being fine, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, luckily I'm
so
like, okay, this is the first
okay.
round. Like, there's still more exams. There's still final. It'll all be fine,
yeah.
whatever the grade is. But just definitely, like, kicks you back into that school mode of, like, oh, my God. And then I'm just like, honestly, if I get into med school, we have friends in med school right now, and I'm like, it's inspiring that they answer text messages. Like, count on never seeing me again. Like, I will see you when I graduate. Because it's just, it's a lot. But I got to work on that work-life balance.
Well, we wish you luck on that journey.
T-Y. Yeah, that's it. That's the check-in. Exciting things. Looking forward to warmer weather, maybe.
I can't wait.
I have spring break coming up.
I can't wait to wear like a sleeveless top.
Right? I'm like,
oh,
I'm kind of ready
next
for
month,
spring.
Yeah.
I'm ready for warmer weather.
I guess spring should start next month.
Yeah. Well, and like
soon.
This spring break is easy. Oh my God. This spring break is early. It's just like, it's like, oh, it's like almost March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once daylight savings hits, we'll
yeah.
feel differently.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the beginning of March.
It's my birthday, March 14th.
Oh,
it's exactly 1 month until your birthday.
Yeah, I
yay!
Know.
Oh my God. Countdown begins.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
It's the big 2-5,
or like 2-4, 2.0.
Sorry, I didn't mean to remind
24
you.
24 didn't count.
24 didn't count.
Yeah,
I did think about that the other day. I was like, wow, we really are getting to
25.
We're
all getting 24 and a half.
What happened to 24?
Cancelled.
Anyway. On that note, let's transition into our bachelor talk. I did try to look up because I didn't know there was bachelor drama. There is bachelor drama, guys. So I did do a little quick research, but I don't know the full story. So I think Jackie's going to give us the full rundown, and then we'll share our take.
Yeah. Spill the tea.
Yeah, exactly. Our take. Welcome to the show. I think I wanted to talk about it this week because all of the stuff, I mean, I say bachelor drama, but to me it almost feels like we've gone beyond drama into some real life issues and topics and talking about racism, because all of this stuff that's going on, I think, goes far beyond the show and is indicative of the culture at The Bachelor. And I mean, ABC is a very large company and they're also a news network. So, you know, they don't just, you know, make reality television. But there is, I think, certainly a culture that exists at that network that has allowed the show to continue the way it has. So the season of The Bachelor started on January 4th, just for like some context. And a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe the week the show started or the week after, there is a contestant we're going to talk about, pretty much only her. Her name is Rachel Kirkconnell. And there was a TikTok that came out, and we talked about this on the pod a couple of weeks ago, accusing her of racist behavior and being racist, focusing on her in high school making fun of girls who were dating black guys, and which is especially problematic because Matt James is the first black bachelor, and that's who she's competing to end up with. And then, you know, there have been other things coming out recently. There's photos that have been confirmed as real of her attending an antebellum Old South party in college with her sorority. Apparently it wasn't a sorority sanctioned event, but they were all sorority girls from the same sorority at this event. And just some general, I mean, there's been, you know, other photos of her in front of Confederate flags and other things like that. But sort of the two kind of main issues, sort of the crux of the issue, has been those two things that I just outlined. And so that was a couple weeks ago. I saw it on Twitter. I didn't know what to make of it. It was just the TikTok at the time, or all I saw was the TikTok. So I was like, I don't know what to do about the TikTok. And so what happened on February 9th was Chris Harrison, who was the host of the show, gave an interview with Rachel Lindsay, who was the first black bachelorette on Extra. And in this interview, it was disastrous. I mean, I would call it a shit show. It was bad. I'm surprised. I was shocked at the words coming out of his mouth. I took notes. I started listening to it and I was like, wait, I gotta record my thoughts in real time. My first note was yikes. And then, it was a 13 minute interview. It was not very long, but he managed to do quite a bit of damage. Essentially the gist of the interview was him saying that in 2018, she didn't know, or society didn't know, that Old South parties were okay. We didn't know, like, so Rachel wouldn't know either, that going to an Old South party wouldn't be okay, sort of excusing that behavior and saying, he said this, quote, 50 million people attended these parties in 2018. 50 million, 1/7 of the U.S. population.
That's a
attended
lot.
These parties.
I did not know
in,
that.
In 2018.
It's a false statistic.
No,
Kira, it's me. 1/7 of the U.S. population
like
went to these parties.
Oh, no, I wasn't even paying attention to the 1/7. I was paying attention to the 50 million.
Yeah.
That's still a lot.
Like, he was basically trying to say everybody does this.
Yeah, obviously.
Not everybody does this.
Yeah,
not everyone. So 1/7, apparently, according to Chris Harrison, 1/7 of the U.S. population attended Old South parties in 2018 alone. And he was basically saying that it's unfair, or we need to give her, quote, grace, and it's unfair to judge her for her actions that he first said occurred 5 years ago. It occurred 2.5 years ago in 2018. And it's unfair to, you know, give her flack for this and to call her out for this. And throughout the interview, he kept saying it was a mansion, like they had a party at a mansion. I'm like, no, it's not a mansion. It's a plantation house where gross atrocities against humans occurred for hundreds of years. Like, I don't know what to, I'm like, it's not a mansion. It's not just a house. And so it was very bad because not only was he saying this out loud, but he was saying it to Rachel Lindsay, who's the first Black Bachelorette, which I think is not, we can't overlook who he's saying it to. And he used the phrase woke police. Like, it was just very, like, he seemed very upset that people were calling her out on social media. And I guess sort of what I've been thinking about lately is how do I proceed with the show as a viewer? Because I think this girl is going to go far. As far as I can tell, well, Matt James has already said on the show he's falling in love with her. Mm. She's going to go far. It's not, this is not a girl who's going to be eliminated. So it makes things difficult. I don't know what to do. How do I proceed with the show going forward? And I also feel bad for Matt because I don't know what his, it sucks that this happens. It sucks that they let this contestant with this background on the show with the first Black Bachelor, especially. I mean, it would be bad anyway. But now it's like, okay, she wants to end up with a black guy. So, I mean, how do we go forward? I don't know.
Yeah. It's, I think you bring up the good point in that Rachel, the contestant, if I were to bet my money, I think she's going to win. So I think it's going to be a really big problem.
Yeah, it seems like she might
that needs to be addressed.
That's awkward. Like, that's, like, not even slightly awkward. That's awkward.
Yeah, like, oops. I think she's going to win. She's it's either her racist. Or Michelle. And Michelle's black, by the way. But I think Rachel, the contestant, is going to win.
She might win.
I think she
might win this thing.
I think that's why it's getting a lot of attention, more so than maybe another contestant, because she is the front runner, in my opinion. Her or Michelle, basically. It's like her or one other girl that really have a chance. I did watch the interview as well. I agree. I think Chris Harrison's delivery of what he was trying to say was terrible. And for him to say, oh, well, this was back in 2018, like as if the Black Lives Matter protests that happened in 2020, like changed people's perceptions
like something
of what
new.
Was
okay. Yeah. Like as if that was the first time a black person had been killed by police in such a brutal way.
Or like that's like when racism ended.
Right.
It was like, Black Lives Matter. You know?
Yeah. Exactly. And I like it's not like we're talking about this happened in 1980. Like this happened 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't okay. And I also saw that Rachel, the contestants, sorority had banned these types of parties or banned hosting these types of parties. So I believe it was probably like a frat party at her campus that she went to. And you know, I don't doubt that, like, she was ignorant and going. I give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I don't think Rachel Kirkconnell. How do I say her name? Kirkconnell?
Kirkconnell. I've heard Kirkconnell.
Kirkconnell? Rachel Kirkconnell.
I think I might have said Kirkconnell.
Kirkconnell.
At the start of this
that
podcast.
That works, too. Kirkconnell.
But I think it's Kirkconnell.
I don't think she's racist. Because I don't think she would go on the show if she was. And she seems to have real feelings for Matt. I just think she's, like, ignorant to, like, mm-hmm. what's okay and what's not. And when you live in the South and this stuff is kind of okay in the South, I put okay in quotations because it's not okay, but that culture down there, those things happen. And I think it's normal to them. And I don't excuse that behavior. Like, we need to stop having these types of parties and thinking it's okay. And we can't just use the excuse that it's in the South. But I think, like, you know, her friends went too. Like, she wasn't the only person that attended this party. I think really what the issue is that the Bachelor franchise is so problematic and continues to allow contestants like this to be on the show. And it's not like she's on the show dating a white guy, like we said. Like, she's dating a black man. And is having and is like participated in behavior that is racist. And she doesn't say anything until basically this interview comes out. Like, she should have addressed this.
Yeah, so she released a statement. I didn't, which, like, I won't read the whole thing because it's kind of long. But, I mean, she admits that she was wrong. And she says, I didn't recognize how offensive and racist my actions were, but that doesn't excuse them. My age or when it happened does not excuse anything. This is not acceptable or okay in any sense. I was ignorant, but my ignorance was racist, which I think, like, and she says, like, in the caption of the Instagram, like, post, this is not for white people. My apologies.
Yeah, that was, like,
so
a weird.
Get to, Well, you know what?
I like, she's right, but because I was like, was that needed to be included?
Honestly, I think given the context, I think it shows at least some recognition that, like, okay, white people, you don't get to decide, like, oh, that was a nice apology. We forgive you.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think given the situation, it's like, this apology is not for you, and you don't get to decide if it's okay.
Right, right. Yeah. I thought that was a reasonably okay apology, all things considered. But, it could have been sooner, right, but to be like, you're right, it's wrong.
Yeah. I think allegations have been out for weeks. Like, why now?
Right.
That's a mess.
I mean, it was definitely in response. I think... I think I generally sort of like lie on, I hesitate to be like, oh, she was young and, you know, everyone else is doing it, whatever, she did it. I don't know, but I also, I don't know, like, I don't know how to make of that. Like, I don't know if I buy like her being in college, like the good excuse. Like, I included in our notes an article, and I think it was from 2013 or something like that. About, do you remember this when Paula Deen, there was like some, like,
oh my gosh, yeah, I do
issue
remember
with her that. When she like had, or like her brother had, but she like organized the party, a wedding, and it was like a plantation theme wedding, and all the servers were black.
Why do people think, like, that's funny?
And I'm like, we knew this. Like, Paula Deen got called out for this and got pretty much shut down.
Right.
When this happened,
haven't heard and from,
like,
her this since.
Is
yeah.
This is many years ago. Yeah. You know, this is 8 years ago. So, like, we knew that, like, plantations and, like, having, like, fun events at a plantation was, like, not okay.
Right.
Then, so that's why I included that in there.
Yeah.
Well, she's also around our age, right? Isn't she our age? So I did put it into 24. That perspective as well. You know, I agree with absolutely nothing that Chris Harrison said, especially when he was like, was it bad in 2018 or was it bad in 2021? All
no,
of the
it
above.
It was bad in 2018, Chris.
It was bad, all of the above. I can understand, you know, we don't always give a lot of room for growth for people. We don't forgive easily, necessarily. We are quick to call out people's mistakes and don't give them room to learn and grow. But that being said, like, there are certain things that cross the line, and me in 2018, granted, we are in a liberal bubble in the Northeast and not the South, but, like, we still know when things are not okay.
Yeah.
And you don't have to attend everything, and you can call out things that are inappropriate. So do we need to, like, ruin her life? You know, maybe not necessarily, but I think it's acceptable to call her out and demand that she confront this and recognize this. And I'm also pro, I don't understand how Chris Harrison has been in the entertainment industry so long and has had probably so much media training and did such a horrible interview. I don't understand what happened there. That was so odd to me. And I am pro Rachel Lindsay replacing him as the host, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just because I like Rachel.
He's probably done with the franchise.
Yeah. Well, oh, that's the other thing I just wanted to add. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, just the other thing that I was going to say is, like, after looking up this stuff and thinking about how there have been so many demands for the Bachelor franchise to evolve and do better, and it really hasn't, even when you get a Black Bachelor or a Black Bachelorette, it hasn't grown nearly enough. And I was just thinking about, like, maybe you're at the point where, like, this show is just not progressing. It just is not the kind of show that we need right now.
Absolutely.
In this,
I think that's the larger
climate.
Issue. That's the larger issue is, so Chris Harrison is the face of Bachelor Nation. And for him to go on an interview with Rachel Lindsay as well, like, of all the people he could be having this interview with, and sit there and, like, make the comments that he made. It's shocking, and people have repeatedly called on the Bachelor franchise in particular to do better, and they just aren't. Like, they think just having a Black lead fixes everything, and it doesn't. Like, when your host is saying things like this, and, like, we're here, like, Chris Harrison fans, like, before all this, and, like, to see this was so disappointing, because I feel like I kind of understood what he was trying to say, but I feel like, like, he just missed the mark, and it, like, what he was saying was actually, like, trying to defend Rachel Kirkconnell's behavior. And I was like, that's not right. Like, I agree with the sentiment that Chris talked about in, like, let's not crucify her until she speaks. Like, I agree with that sentiment and, like, cancel culture being problematic. Like, I agree with that sentiment. But at the same time, like, defending her behavior, calling everybody the woke police, right. And defending the fact that she hasn't spoken up yet, I think is problematic. Like, really what should have happened was, like, these allegations came out. Rachel Kirkconnell said something about it. And, like, that should have been what happened, and that wasn't. And Chris Harrison should have realized that, like, that's a problem. And I get that maybe there are things, like, I'm sure the Bachelor franchise wanted Rachel Kirkconnell to address this on, like, After the Final Rose. Like, or maybe they didn't. Like, that's the thing that, like, I'm sitting here,
had,
like,
they filmed? Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know. And also, just, like, he wasn't valid. Like, Rachel Lindsay was sitting there trying her best to explain, like, why it was problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he did not validate her feelings. And as a Black woman, like, her voice is the most important in this, you know, discussion, in this interview, because it was offending the Black community. So, like, let's give the platform to, like, Rachel Lindsay, to Matt James, to Tayshia, to others that are offended, or I imagine have been offended by this. So it was just so, it was, like, disastrous to watch, and I was, like, cringing the entire time. Like, nothing overtly racist was said, but, like, just defending Rachel Kirkconnell's behavior as, oh, she was young, oh, this. Like, if this was a Black contestant we were talking about, like, I always think about how young Black men in particular, like, teenage Black men are tried as
adults. You're taking the words
out
of my mouth, Jen. That was my next point.
Yeah. Continue. And it's like, there's a double standard. Because she's a white, young girl, it's okay. Oh, she was young. She didn't know better. And I agree. Like, she was ignorant and probably didn't know better. Doesn't make it okay. And I think her apology acknowledged that. Would like to see some actionable next steps from her. But I think she acknowledges that. And I think that that's how Chris Harrison should have approached it as well. And instead, he was trying to defend her behavior. I understand him defending on, like, let's let Rachel Kirkconnell speak about this. I totally get that. But I think he could have called her out for the behavior and could have called her out for, you know, like, not speaking up sooner.
Yeah.
I guess it's a tough line as the face of Bachelor Nation. Like, they probably wanted to do it on their terms. But I don't know. I don't know. Disappointed, nevertheless. Not surprised, though.
Yeah. It kind of, this is, like, not super related, but a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw that Justin Timberlake issued an apology to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson.
Yes.
For his behavior.
I think I heard of it, but I didn't get
too much. I didn't read too much into it, but it just kind of reminds me about how, like, I just saw some people I follow, and they were women, being like, how great, Justin Timberlake has finally apologized. Like, happy about it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He could have apologized so long ago. We've known, like,
two decades ago.
Yeah, like, we've known what happened with how Britney Spears was treated by the media versus Justin Timberlake, and how Janet Jackson was treated versus Justin Timberlake. Like, this is something I've heard about for years. You don't apologize just because Free Britney is getting a lot of attention on social media now. It just seemed like an odd, just the timing of issuing apologies, interesting.
Yeah.
And well, the grace Justin, we give white Justin Timberlake.
I did see some, like, backlash over his apology. I'm also like, sometimes I sit here and I'm like, what else do you want people to do? Like, you're mad at them for not giving an apology, then they give an apology, and then you get mad at them again. Like, it's true. Get that it's, like, obviously you need to back up your words with actions, but I'm also like, all right, like, so, but with the Justin Timberlake stuff, and I was going to talk about this in my hot takes as well, like, I didn't realize how bad the Britney stuff was. I mean, I lived through it, but also, like, at the time, I guess, I was also younger, so I don't think I really understood the full extent, but, like, I didn't realize that at the time. I think now, that's almost where, and I, like, Chris Harrison's defense of, like, oh, like, that was 2005. That at least makes a little bit more sense than,
yeah,
like, that was
true.
2018. Like, 2018 was not that long ago. Like, yeah, unfortunately, back in 2005, like, that stuff happened. And, you know, everybody saw Britney Spears as a crazy person. And now it's like, oh, well, no wonder why she went off the rails. Like, well, look what we did to her. So, you know, different times. Still wasn't okay. I think also Justin Timberlake is somebody who I believe has, like, been, you know, I don't want to say he's, like, a feminist advocate, but I think he is, like, a respectful celebrity, like, compared to some of the other men out there. Like, I don't find him as, like, misogynistic as some of the other celebrities. So I feel like he really just didn't realize, like, at the time. But anyway, sorry. Off topic, but...
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I brought it up just because it was making me think of, like, the apologies. And I was kind of like, why are you apologizing now?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, because it's an interesting point. And Rachel Lindsay, who's, I think... Who is an attorney, for those who don't know, so she's extremely qualified to tell us about this. There's nothing contractually preventing this girl from issuing any kind of statement or posting something on her social media addressing all of the accusations, which we now know to be true. And so, yeah, I mean, the timing was not fantastic.
What do you guys think is, like, the next steps? Oh, and I don't know if this was mentioned. Chris Harrison issued a second apology and said that he is going to be stepping aside from the franchise and will not be
that
on this season's After the Final Rose.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. I think it would... I honestly don't think they're going to remove him. I don't know if I... I'm torn. I'm like, is removing him really going to solve the issue, though?
But, like, a co-host of Rachel Lindsay or something? Like, bringing Rachel in more as, like, a better support system for people? Sometimes I feel like Chris Harrison's a kind of funny, like,
not real therapist. I feel like they've used Rachel Lindsay as, like, okay, this is, like, the one black woman that we can use now.
Right,
so I feel like they need to stop, like, pigeonholing her into this one role. Mm-hmm. I think she says that she's done. Like, after her contract is up, she's like, I'm over this shit. Like, I don't want to be associated with this franchise anymore.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Also, like, I don't think they really like Rachel Lindsay, to be honest. Like, I feel like they kind of put up with her because they have to, as... She was the first black lead that they've had. But she's been, like, very outspoken against them. And I don't think they like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had, like, Tayshia come in for After the Final Rose.
Tayshia, I think, probably.
I think Tayshia would kind of be a good person. Well, Rachel Lindsay, I think, would ask really tough questions. And I would be there for that. But I think Tayshia is, like, the more tame, rational person. Like, she would ask tough questions, but, like, I think Rachel Lindsay sometimes has the perception that, like, she, like, is, like, going at it, like, really hard, which I like and appreciate, but I think Tayshia is, like, a little bit more, I don't know what the word is. She's a little less intense. And I think that
she's more into the Bachelor franchise.
Yes. Like, also, she didn't get, like, her time on After the Final Rose, so maybe this could be
that's
a moment.
Yeah. I think fundamentally, like, they've done a good job with, like, putting together a more diverse cast.
Yes.
This season, which is refreshing. But I think fundamentally, I mean, we see the issue, like, it wasn't hard for people online to find these photos and to find these things. So I think they just need to do more research and consider a broader, you know, range of people. I mean... Yeah, I just...
Do better.
There's gotta be something. They need to be like, this is, you know, we're gonna do X, Y, and Z to prevent something like this happening. Because it's really unfair to Matt that he has to, like, he's gotta be like, oh, this girl that I've been talking to, I mean, who knows how he feels. I don't know if he's said anything. But, like, this girl I've been talking to this whole time, she
or slash fucking, might be engaged to.
Might be engaged to her. You've been going to... You went to an Old South party? Like, what am I supposed to do? And Rachel Lindsay also said this to Chris Harrison, and he had no words. Rachel Lindsay was like, if I went to this party, what role would I play? I can't just dress up like a slave owner. I'd be the slave. Like, she didn't say that. Now I'm adding in my own commentary.
But, like, that was, like, the insinuation.
On. Yeah. And... It really sucks for Matt. Like, that's not fair to him. He shouldn't have to be like, oh, are any of these girls, what, like, you know what I mean? I feel like they should be more thoroughly vetted. Like, come on.
Yes. This is ridiculous. I agree. thorough vetting. It also is in the best interest of the franchise. Like, they don't want to get this backlash either. They're, you know, we love the drama, but I think, like, this kind of drama is not the kind of drama that they want. Like, they want, like, petty, stupid drama, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is not the kind of attention that The Bachelor wants. And I think it would be in their best interest to vet these people more properly. And I don't think it's too hard to really, like, stalk these girls on social media. Obviously, we're all capable of doing it. Get some, like come on. Millennials and Gen Zers working for the Bachelor franchise.
Hire some young people to do your FBI work. Yeah, really. I just also would love everybody. I would love the next season to be one more diverse. And I just want everybody to be over the age of, like, 30.
That's why Tayshia's season was great. Ooh, yeah.
The drama would be so much more, like, mature drama, like, less stupid drama. So if there is something, it's, like, more captivating.
I mean, that's why Tayshia's season would be
a little more meaningful.
Yeah, I think all the seasons should be, like, Tayshia's season, like, late 20s, early 30s. That was the best. And, like, they literally had
Zach,
no drama. They had to, like, contrive it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Zach, who she chose, was 36.
Perfect.
At the time they
more
got
life experiences, like just more interesting people. Nothing's happened to you at 24 to make you interesting for the most
part.
There
was one contestant who's 21, and she was like, "I've just never, like, really been in love before." And I'm like, "Yeah, you're 21.
Like, I've been waiting
never
so
been
long
in love
for
before.
This." I was like, "Of course."
Yeah,
you
yeah. It was something along the lines like, "All of my past relationships, you know, it's never been right or whatever."
And I'm like, because you were 16 and in high school,
you were 16,
not a real person.
Yeah, 5 years ago. And that's, like, all the years that you've been waiting for love.
It's like that on Colton's season. And I saw that this girl ended up coming on to Matt's season. The girl who hadn't had her first kiss.
She just arrived.
And then she had her first kiss on Colton's season. And, like, hey, that's fine. Like, she was, like, 21. You haven't had your first kiss. Okay. But, like, maybe don't go on The Bachelor if you haven't had your first kiss. Like, I feel like that's not the experience required for The Bachelor. Like, I just, that is way too young and way too not ready for marriage.
I don't know. The thing that's weird, though, is I think in seasons past they've had girls who are in their mid-20s. And there's always been drama. But I think since Colton's season, you also are now throwing in this layer of, like, influencer behavior. And I think for whatever reason, the drama has become more petty. And, like, it takes away from the season. And the girls have felt less ready for marriage. Like, JoJo was 24 when she was on Ben Higgins' season.
What?
That's what I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe, like, we were younger at the time, but she seems so.
But it's, like, not uncommon
also
for the girls,
like,
to be this age.
Exudes sex appeal that I'm just like, but she was so, like, mature.
Yeah. But, like, it's not that uncommon for the girls to be this age. I just think like, since Colton's season, like, who are you casting? Are you actually casting people, quote unquote, for the right reasons? Probably not.
Take a shot.
Anyway, so.
Interesting.
Just
Happy Valentine's
better.
Day.
Yeah, I am fully anticipating. They have to address this on Women Tell All or after the final rose.
Is that this coming week?
We haven't even reached hometowns yet.
Okay. It's been a long season.
Hometowns, of
course. It never ends. I'm not even watching it. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like I'm like, all right, we got to dwindle. Let's go. The thing is, because they added more girls, so I feel like there's more girls than usual at this point.
Yeah, they added 5 girls.
It sounds not COVID safe.
3 weeks in.
Why add more people?
They've had these girls locked up in hotel rooms, and so they just had them and they just, like, released them.
Imagine, like, also just put yourself in the perspective of somebody who has been in quarantine for 2 weeks and then emerges and has to, like, be around 20 other girls 24/7 and date the same guy. Like, The Bachelor is already weird. It sounds extra weird if you've come right out of isolation.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see how it shapes up, but I think with this drama, I almost want them to bring Chris Harrison on the after the final rose and, like interrogate him.
Like
I kind of want to see
that. Talk about why you're wrong.
Yeah, but they're going to have to, like, address this in – I'm saying this because I think she's at least top two. Like, I think they're going to have to address this on the after the final rose. And it's unfortunate because now this is going to actually take away from Matt's love story, given that he ends up with somebody.
I already know what Matt's going to say. Matt's going to be like, I know her heart. I know her.
We had tough conversations about it. I know.
I also think Max
I know the woman that
me,
she
so.
Is.
Yeah.
Well,
anyways,
let us know on our Instagram or Twitter. Jackie live tweets the Twitter.
I'm still going to be live tweeting this
Jackie
shit tomorrow
Jackie live tweets
this is really
The Bachelor
the...
every
like,
night.
I'm not going to stop watching.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to watch.
And Jackie's tweets are really good. So 10 out of 10 would recommend
2 weeks ago,
engaging.
One of my tweets got 350
yeah, she
plus
really,
likes.
Like,
it was
legit
wild.
Famed. It's amazing.
Yeah. My tweets now, I think because I tweet so often, they now appear always on the top page. You know how there's like top and then recent on Twitter hashtags? Mine are always on the top because I scroll through the top
Incredible.
Just to make sure I'm there.
Oh my gosh.
So
anyway, we're famous on Twitter, at Her Take Pod. Definitely share your thoughts on The Bachelor there. And then, as always, at Her Take Podcast on Instagram. Where every once in a while you might get a little Bachelor meme, but anything else as well. Might have spoiled the hot takes a little bit, so I'll let Jen start and just regroup back with a little Free Britney and any other hot takes you might have.
Yes, so my hot take is about Framing Britney Spears, which is on Hulu. And, you know, if you've heard about this, it's a 1 hour episode about the Free Britney movement. And I think it was interesting because it not only talked about the Free Britney movement, but it also, you know, detailed her career and the media attention that she got as a result. Like, Britney Spears was the queen of my young childhood. Like, she literally ruled the late 1990s to the early 2000s. Like, Britney Spears dominated. Okay, it was Britney Spears' world, and we were all living in it.
My first CD, first
me
artist
too.
I loved. Yeah.
But yeah, so like she just got so much media attention, and at such a young age, like you really forget how young she was. And they detailed, you know, how troubling that media attention was on her and how it caused her to have all these mental health issues. And really at the time, like mental health like wasn't as widely understood and discussed. And everybody kind of like looked at her like she was a crazy person. Like I sat there in my youth, like Britney Spears is off the rails, like she's crazy. But like now when you see all this, it makes sense. And they, you know, make the comparison between how Britney Spears was treated versus Justin Timberlake in the breakup and, you know, and that like misogynistic tone. And, you know, I think also as I was watching it, I kept thinking about Taylor Swift and how she has been so outspoken about the way that she's being treated versus male artists. And it, like, watching this documentary, like, makes it apparent as to why Taylor Swift felt that she had to speak out about this. So, unfortunately, you know, Britney Spears has struggled with her mental health, and as a result of all this, her father became her conservator, which basically means that he is in charge of her finances and, you know, big decisions in her life. And I think at the time it made sense, but, like, she's okay now and I guess is making progress in her life, and she's essentially been in a legal battle trying to regain control over her finances and whatnot. I don't want to like spoil it, even though this is kind of like well-known information, but it's sort of an unsatisfying documentary because of course like nobody really in Britney's inner circle was a part of the documentary. I just feel like there's so much that we don't know. Like, from the outside, it seems unjust that this is going on. But I sit here and I'm like, there has to be a reason why they're allowing her father to control her finances. Because they really do this, like, conservatorship is typically done for people who are, like, later in their life and sometimes like have Alzheimer's or dementia and other issues where like they very much need another person to take control over like that aspect of their life. And that's typically like how that is used. Or if like people have severe disabilities, things like that, or can be influenced to give away their money. So that was, you know, the legal reason why they put Britney under this conservatorship. But anyway, the point is, I think there's like a lot that we don't know. And I feel like there has to be a reason like why her father is a conservator still. Although it is concerning that she is like this age and like doesn't have control over her finances. But basically, she's not performing until she does. So it's in everyone's best interest to give her a little bit more freedom. But it's just, it's a weird documentary. And I felt it was good on the media aspect of things. But I feel like in terms of answering the conservator questions, like, I'm just like, you know, obviously you have a narrative that you're trying to perpetuate. But I feel like there's so much that we don't know that right. is happening behind closed doors. That wasn't really addressed, to be honest. But right. I'd still recommend. It's a good watch.
I do want to watch it, but I kind of canceled my Hulu because I was like, oh, I should save money. But now there's so many things on Hulu I want to watch.
Kardashians.
The Kardashians. So, yeah, I do want to watch it. I know a lot of people have been talking about it. I think it is a bummer that, like, she wasn't involved in any way or her dad wasn't involved. So it's not, like, a real, like, dive into what's actually going on. It's just pulled from the media, but I definitely think it's interesting that kind of I feel like a large portion of the country has like united around this and is very yeah. invested in how Britney's yeah. doing. And you know, whether because we don't know what's going on and whether she deserves, well, it's not that she deserves, obviously she deserves, but whether she's like in an okay enough place to get control back. Either way, I feel like her dad was somewhat responsible for her mental health break if he was the one who had pushed her into this career that ended up ruining her. So he's still not my favorite person, but what can you do?
Yeah. Leave Britney Spears alone.
Yeah. It is crazy, like, how, you know, because I vividly remember when she shaved her head.
Same.
Yeah.
It was and like that such a was cultural breaking moment. News. And everyone was
and she
like.
She had the baseball bat?
Yeah. And everyone was like, whoa, yeah. Britney's lost it. And now, if that were to happen now, I just know I would be like, now that I'm older and have a better understanding of the world, I'd be yeah. like, oh my God. So issues. Sad. Like, not yeah. okay. Whereas in the moment, you're like, wow, you know, she really went crazy. What happened there?
Yeah.
But I was like, what? How? I don't know how old we were. We were probably in middle school or something.
We were like.
When did she do that? Like 2008? 2005?
Yeah. It had to be like early middle school, something like that.
Yeah. So at like 12, my understanding is like, mm-hmm. that's too bad. She really went down the drain. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, she needed help. Interesting. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I haven't watched the documentary, but maybe I'll get Hulu.
Yeah,
and I'll share with my you roommate my has it, Kira, so we can all watch it.
We can, yeah, I mean.
Hulu party.
Maybe we should just, yeah, split the account, split the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I miss Love Island a little bit, I'm not going to lie. I miss the accent. Jackie, what are your hot takes this week?
I'm a little embarrassed.
Judgment-free zone. Just kidding.
Yeah, I suppose.
This is a very judgy zone.
Not yeah, to, like, each say, other, just like, to others. Definitely judge people on this podcast.
Yeah, not to each other. Just, like, all other people that are not involved in this.
Right.
Her take.
I started watching Jeff Wittick on YouTube, which is very funny. He has a very funny YouTube channel. He's also very hot, so I was like, I'll watch this. But now I started watching Vlog Squad videos, and I, like, can't, I don't know why I'm watching David Dobrik. Just, I don't even know if he makes videos on YouTube anymore. I don't think he does. I think he stopped a little bit because of COVID.
Oh, wow.
He's just taking a break, I guess. This is the main content I've been consuming for the last week. I'm not even watching other television shows because I can't watch Gilmore Girls again right now. I don't know all of their names, but David Dobrik is like the, he's like the headmaster. He's like, he's a Dumbledore. Let's put
right. He's Dumbledore.
He's Dumbledore.
That's
he's
amazing.
Sort of the gatekeeper. He lets you in.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? He's got the keys. And then.
He's such an interesting person. You know,
because yeah,
he's so, like, average looking, and he has not changed his physical appearance at all.
Right.
And then he's,
yeah,
like, so famous and rich.
Yeah. He just gives away cars.
He's always like, you want a Tesla? Like, who are you, Oprah?
Honestly,
you get a Tesla.
He is the Gen Z or millennial Oprah.
Crazy.
It's him and then Jeff Wittig.
I've never heard of Jeff Wittig, so I guess I'll have to look him up.
I highly recommend you Google him. What are their names? There's a guy named Jason, who I recognize him. I realize this. He used to date Trisha Paytas.
I freaking love Trisha Paytas. Yeah,
she's a lot. And then there's other people. I don't know their names. This is just like a constant. It's just not a revolving door of people, but it's
Dobrik's Vlog Squad. Okay,
I'm not sure.
They're all there was like a squad
men, and they're all white.
That's what they. Yeah. It's all white people, right? Let for context, everyone's white. That's why I'm
well. Liza Koshy, I guess, used to be into it. I actually really like Liza Koshy. I find her very.
Yeah, love it's her. Mostly white people. We'll say.
Josh Peck.
Oh yeah, Josh Peck.
What?
Yeah. Dang. Did you know that Josh Peck is a YouTuber now?
I just love that.
He went
that
from
he, like,
child actor
up.
To
Josh Peck from Drake and Josh, if you don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah, John. Yeah, come on. Who doesn't know? Iconic.
The old people. My mom listens. Role. She might not know.
Oh, that's true.
I have never heard or seen any of the rest of these people.
Not, before last week, me either. And I'm not even sure. I don't know. I think they don't all live together, but they just all, like, make videos. David Dobrik, I will say, like, I feel like I'm sounding like I watch this 24/7. I haven't seen that much of it, but I started watching it. He is very charismatic in his videos. He narrates some of the vlog, and they're short videos. They're 4 minutes and 20 seconds, all of them. So I understand why they're popular, because it's the best of... It's the best content from his day, or the best several minutes from his days, and they have like pranks and like all these things that they do to each other. And sorry if you hear screaming, my nieces are downstairs and they're loud as hell.
All good.
And so I get it. I also like that he narrates some of them, so it's not just like, you know, like I hate like sometimes like I don't want to hear you just talk to a camera. It's a little boring. But I just. I love Jeff Wittig. What can I say? I don't know. He drew me to the
Oh, I just saw him.
Yeah. You understand. So
he's almost like too pretty, though.
I would venture to say he's probably too... he's one of those people that's like too good looking. It's like,
so how do you get into this? He just like picks people he likes?
You have to get accepted. It's like a 5% acceptance rate.
I guess so.
It's more stringent than Columbia, I've heard.
Yeah. I think you gotta like know somebody that knows somebody that knows David, and then if he likes you, he's like, hey, here's a free camera. I don't know how this works.
It's like the mob.
What an odd world. So interesting.
What it is. It's interesting. It's bizarre. I don't want to get too deep into it, because then I'm like, I got like bills to pay. I can't be like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't take myself seriously.
Watching the vlog squad.
God, I'm waiting for David Dobrik's next vlog. Like, I can't.
You know what? If it brings you joy, Jackie,
I suppose.
Go for it. I'm into anything Korean, so trust me, I had the same. Yeah. I was like, I can't dive into the Korean entertainment
Kira,
industry.
How was
I'm
the
here.
Blackpink concert?
Thank you so much for asking. It was amazing.
And that's Kira's hot take.
Yeah.
That's my hot take. Yeah.
How was it? How long ago was that? It feels like it's been weeks since we talked.
It was
so
2 weeks ago now.
Because it was right after we recorded.
Weeks. Yeah, it was the night we recorded. Right. Yeah, the night
you,
we recorded,
you went to a concert.
I went to a concert. Well, guys, I really was worried. Like, before it started, I was like, did I waste my money purchasing access to this when it's a virtual concert? But, like, no, I didn't. It was so... that being said... I feel like only Blackpink and a performer like Blackpink is worth it virtually, because like, I was trying to think about like another, yeah, exactly. Like it was the production level was insane. And then they did some behind the scenes after it happened, describing like how much went into it. Just, there were at least 6 stages that they just moved in between, and just how elaborate it was.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was insane. And just the level of care that had to go into, like, taking COVID restrictions into consideration. But yeah, if like, I don't know, Harry did it. I mean, I'd probably buy tickets, but like Harry's not going to put on, he's going to like stand there and sing. He's not going to like.
Yeah, he's going to be in a studio. Swift, he's like, J-Lo. I'm live in my home studio exactly. from London.
I'm not sure that London. That's worth it. Yeah, I'm like, I probably would buy it, but this was like, because it's Blackpink and like the point of Blackpink is the performance, not necessarily the vocals. it was just so impeccably done for a virtual concert. So I enjoyed it. Too late if you didn't buy access. It happened. It's over. But 10 out of 10 recommend being a Blackpink fan. yeah, that was my hot take. Jackie, beautiful. Did you have another hot take?
I just put this as a side note. I'm back in the baking stage of quarantine as well.
Oh my God.
I made the amazing Nana's Best chocolate cake recipe that's pretty famous on Reddit. It was delicious.
Was it really it was the really, best?
It honestly, it was great. You
what
know
do you
what?
Think it, makes it unique?
It wasn't, it was a really, really, really good chocolate cake. It was chocolate cake, if I didn't mention that. It was really delicious. It was very moist. I loved how easy it was to make. You just mix all of the way. I don't have to cream the sugar and the butter and whatever and do something special and melt anything. I just dump in all the wet ingredients, give it a mix, dump in all of the dry ingredients, give it a mix, and it's done. And I actually didn't even, I just made it in a bundt pan, which most people seem
a
to
bundt?
Do. A bunt in a bunt.
Sorry, I love that one.
There's a hole.
From my Big Mac cake.
There's a hole in this cake. Yeah, there was a hole in my cake, and I made it in a bunt.
Oh my gosh,
pan,
guys!
And I just made...
Sorry to interrupt, but this is very yeah. relevant to the pod. I just got a news notification that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting their second child.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
I wouldn't have interrupted
oh
for like
God.
Any other news update.
No,
but this
that's
is
the
so
best interruption. Who gives a shit about my cake? Oh my, congrats! If you're listening,
Jackie made you a cake. Congrats.
For the
oh my
baby.
God. Do you think it's going to be a boy or a girl?
I'm hoping a girl.
I'm hoping a girl.
Oh my God. Wait, this is going to be an American baby. There's no yes. way she's not having this baby in the U.S.
I hope they live in Canada.
Or, yeah.
No, they live in L.A.
Oh, no. No, Jen, they live in L.A. No, okay. yeah, yeah. They're Los
That's
Angelinos. Yeah, Prince Harry is a Los Angelino.
Exactly. Like
a Los Angelino. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I think, I might be making that up. I think that's, I've heard that.
They're welcome
yeah,
to
Los Angelino.
I have some space.
yeah. Wow.
That's so
oh
exciting.
My God.
Congrats, Harry yeah. and Meghan.
Amazing.
Right in time for the hot takes. Thank you for announcing that.
Excellent timing for doing
Excellent
this while
timing.
We record the pod.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. I just saw it and I was like, oh my God, so perfect
no,
for
it's
yeah.
okay.
Oh, I
this
love
group.
The photo that they released
oh,
as
did
well.
They
let me There's
see.
A photo. It says, being confirmed that Archie's going to be a big brother, and it's a black and white photo. She already has a bump. She's got to be.
Yeah, they definitely
three,
waited.
She's got to be 4 or 5 months along.
Oh
this
my
baby's
gosh,
coming
what a cute
summer
photo.
2021.
As well.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Oh. Wow.
Wait,
I'm
so
in love.
It's February. January, December.
In the summer?
She might be like 4 months pregnant. This baby.
She has to be at least like five.
May, June,
I don't know. That
this
looks like
gonna
five.
Be, I'm predicting July 2021 is my official prediction for her delivery. I don't know how the
HBD.
Exact date.
I'll just do August just to be different from you.
Ooh, it would be funny if she was, if this baby was born on Bastille Day because it's a British royal family, although not really baby. so it'd be funny if it was born on Bastille Day. So I'm going to say July 14th, exactly 5 months from now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's my official prediction.
This just wow. in, guys.
This just in. I made a determination. I saw one photo and I guessed the due date.
Breaking hot date.
Baby watch 2021.
Baby watch, yeah. So anyway, it was a really great cake. And congratulations, Harry, Meghan, and Archie.
Amazing.
Sending our love.
So cute.
Yeah.
Sending our love.
Yeah.
See you at the baby shower.
Yep.
Actually, not. We probably won't be able to make it because of COVID. But
yeah, COVID. We won't be COVID safe.
That's why we won't be there. on that note.
Yeah.
Sheroes and heroes. I see well, Jackie has one.
Yeah. I mean, on that note, I mean, we're going to end
Yeah, sorry.
On
it's kind
downer.
Of not a nice one.
Yeah. Highs and lows. It's fine. That's life.
say lovey.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Captain Tom. I was actually devastated when I heard the news. He passed away a couple of days ago now of COVID, which...
So sad.
2021 just really came in with the bang, right? Was like, you know what's going to be hilarious? If this guy who spent the last months of his life fundraising for COVID-19 relief will die of COVID. So, unfortunately, he did pass away of COVID. I think, I know his family went and they took him on a holiday to the Bahamas or Bermuda or something, which... And then he's
But also, he was, like, 100.
Yeah. Right? No, yeah. The man was 100. So
at that
point,
I'd be, like, Bermuda over
right.
living to 101.
I mean, he lived a long life, and, you know, obviously, I don't even know what to say. But, I mean, it's just unfortunate in the manner that he passed away, given, you know, the advocacy that he had done beforehand. But, I mean, he lived a long life and served his country as best as he could, even into his old age. So rest in peace, Captain Tom. We love you.
A true hero. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Well, to kind of end on a nicer note, a hard pivot, can my hero be the cat lawyer who couldn't figure out how to get the cat filter off his face? Because that made me laugh so hard.
He's like, I'm willing to proceed.
That part killed me. He's like, I'm here alive. I'm not a cat. We've shared it on our Instagram. I've literally laughed so hard at this so many days in the past
I don't even have the video in front of me, and I'm just laughing thinking about it. It was also the cutest cat. Like, it was a kitten with the biggest eyes, and the eyes kept moving as he talked.
Same. That's my same feelings. If you don't know what we're talking about, let me give some context.
You're missing a lot.
We have shared this on our Instagram, but I'll try to share it again in case you're listening right now and don't have no idea what we're talking about. There was this Zoom call.
A Zoom court hearing,
yeah. He was a legit lawyer. And somehow he had a cat filter on his face. And the judge is like, sir, I think you have some sort of filter on. And he's just like, yeah, my assistant is working on it, but I'm willing to proceed. Meanwhile, he looks like a cat. It's so funny. The part when
he says,
like,
I'm not a cat.
Yeah, when he says, I'm here live, I'm not a cat, it just kills me. Because, like, obviously you're not a cat, but also somebody do something
about
that.
You never know these days. 2021 man.
Yeah.
My question is, how do you get that filter on your Zoom? Does anyone know? I've never seen that.
But Mike, I'm curious because you have to apply the filter. You don't open up Zoom.
Right,
you
I wonder if somebody's
playing Zoom,
a prank on him.
Hit options and then select background filter or background image.
But it's not a background image.
That's a background image.
It's a filter. What? I've never seen that. Filter? So then I was kind of like, is this even real? I don't care if it's not real because I still laughed so much.
Nah, it's got to be real.
But
that feels real.
I don't know how they do the cat
filter. Maybe if it's a filter.
There must be, like, another extension.
Maybe the filter was applied. Maybe, like, his kid or something had the filter
Somebody
on.
Somebody did it,
like,
yeah.
Using Zoom for class, and they left the filter on. And that's probably why she couldn't figure it out, because she's like, I know how to do background photos. I don't know what the hell this filter is.
Right, right.
I actually don't know. I thought I knew the answer. I was like, this is an easy fix, but it might not be.
It's just
like,
so
just
funny.
Get it. Just make a new Zoom account at that point, because I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. But, yeah, so funny. It brought a lot of joy.
Yeah.
A true cat Shiro. Well, I think this was a nice little catch-up pod.
Yeah. And we didn't go too long.
No, we didn't. I was impressed. It was nice to catch up with you guys. Good to see you.
Yeah.
As always.
It's been a while.
As always.
We should just do this every 2 weeks now.
On that note, we'll end it here. Again, happy Lunar New Year. Year of the Ox. Good year. Happy Valentine's Day, and as always, stay home, stay safe. Ciao.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.